When you sign up a new tenant on board, you can set them up for ACH direct deposit. They got to have a bank account to do that, I believe, or credit card or something like that. And so you get them signed up for ACH and they'll do direct deposit.
You're listening to 5-Hour Real Estate Week, where you'll learn to consistently buy real estate in only 5 hours a week. So if you're ready to invest in real estate, achieve financial freedom, and own the lifestyle you deserve, even with your job, this is the show for you. Now, here's your host, Mike Butler.
Hello there, and welcome to the 5-Hour Real Estate Week podcast. I'm Mike Butler, and today is our final episode, number 5 of a 5-part series called Banking Do's and Don'ts. And this episode number 5 is going to be your most favorite because we're going to talk about how to make deposits. And we like to make deposits. We hate paying bills and writing checks and all that. So let's get some more income coming in. So I'm going to give you a little history lesson first on deposits. Now, this is going to be probably 20 years ago, maybe 25 years ago. And my banker at my local big bank branch used to stop by my office every day to pick up our daily deposits. And he said it gave him an opportunity to get out of the bank, but he would take our deposits and we didn't have to prepare big deposits. Well, I guess we did. We prepared a big deposit slip, put it in a little bank, you know, little zip up money bag. And he would come over and pick those up and make the deposit for us. That was kind of neat. So I didn't have to send Shirley to the bank every day. Now, back then about that time, and I know this because of what I'm getting ready to tell you, one day he brings over this box. And inside the box, he helps take it apart, set it up, and he sent somebody from their downtown main office, and they set up what was a scanner, okay? And this scanner was a weird-looking contraption, and it kind of looked like a food stamp counter or a money machine counter or something like that, but it would grab a check. It looks like something from the post office as well. And they set it up. They plugged it in. It hooked up to the internet. And then it didn't matter if Shirley had one or two checks that came in as far as payments received, or if she had a stack of 60 checks. She would stack those things up and boom, turn it on and go, it could fly through 60 checks in maybe, I don't know, 15 seconds, maybe 15 seconds. Okay. And it would scan both sides of all those checks, money orders, everything that we received for payments received, and deposit them into our bank account. Now, that was pretty cool. And I understood their part because here's what they wanted to do. Now, we didn't take up a teller's payroll and time for us to stand there at a teller's window while they went through and process our deposits, okay? So I can understand that. It saved them some money. The other thing was, what do you do about those checks? Well, back then, when they brought me that machine, we had to promise and sign some papers that says we will save all of these checks for 30 days. Okay. And basically do a little bit of storage on the part of the bank. So as time went on, internet gets faster, better, computers get upgraded and this and that. We hung on to that machine. And I'm going to guess it was probably 5, 6, 7 years ago. We really had trouble with our bank deposit scanner machine. It would jam up, wouldn't work properly, and this and that. So they finally sent somebody out, and they said, I'll never forget this. Well, this piece of equipment here, this scanner is 15 years old. No wonder it doesn't work. It's not compatible with everything that's going on. Okay, so they gave us a new one. We're back in business, and everything works fine, and we can scan it like lightning. So the point I'm trying to make is I don't want you to physically travel to a bank anymore to make bank deposits, especially. And please never, ever, ever accept cash for rent payments or anything like that. And never, ever, ever go knock on doors to collect rent. This is a crazy society today, guys. Okay. So I don't want you, your family members, any of your staff people doing anything like that. Okay. So I told you my history lesson there. So now what we've got everybody set up on is now everyone, all of our tenants and what have you, they can. They're set up for direct deposit using ACH. Okay. If you don't know what that is, ask your banker, whether it's a credit union or a bank, to give you their form. They will have a form that they will give you. And when you sign up a new tenant on board, you can set them up for ACH direct deposit. Yeah, they got to have a bank account to do that, I believe, or credit card or something like that. And so you get them signed up for ACH. and they'll do direct deposit. That's pretty cool. Now, the other thing is you can set them up to do that every 2 weeks. If you let them pay their rent every 2 weeks instead of monthly or two times in a month, do every 2 weeks, and that'll give you 13 months in a year, extra month of rent, okay? So anyway, let's get back to deposits. So you can get a bank scanner if your bank or credit union will allow you to do that, and if you have a number of deposits that make it worthwhile. And if you're still growing your business, guess what? You can use this puppy right here. See this? Cell phone. Now, I don't know that I have ever done this myself, okay? But I have seen other people do this. They'll take a check. So let's say the tenant mails in a check. They'll sit there and take their phone, log into their bank account online with their phone or something like that, and they'll take a picture of that check front and back, and it gets deposited into their bank account. Now, I don't know how that works, okay, but isn't that pretty slick? So you don't have to go to the bank to do that. So check into that stuff, okay, and make sure that when you do that, you have all the monies get deposited into what account now? From episode 3, I believe it was, your sweep account. Make sure all your income gets deposited into your sweep account. So when you use your phone, and that's going to be your scanner for payments, money orders, checks, whatever, you're going to set it up where you go to your sweep account and then boom, you do whatever the financial institution has on their website where you can take a picture of the check money order and it gets deposited into your sweep account. Isn't that cool? So anyway, I told you in the previous episode, we're going to talk about the Investor Books Pro system with tenant tracking, and we're going to run a little tax time special, and I want you to write this down. Go to QuickBooksForInvestors.com. If you go to QuickBooksForInvestors.com, you will see my Investor Books Pro system with tenant tracking, and there's a place to enter a coupon code, and the coupon code to enter is called TAXTIME21, all small case. If you go there, you get 50% off right now of the Investor Books Pro system with tenant tracking. So with that, guys, have a good one. Follow me, subscribe, share with your fellow investors, friends, whatever it is to do that. And I'd like to get some feedback from you. So give me some scores or ratings, reviews. And I'm not quite sure how to do that yet, but I will in the near future. So adios. We'll see you on the next one. Adios. Bye-bye.
Glad you joined us for another episode of 5-Hour Real Estate Week. The best thing you can do now is put this information to action. To help you get started, Mike created a free resource for you called How to Buy 50 Houses a Year, Even with Your Job. Download it now by going to mikebutler.com/50houses. And we'll see you on the next episode.